It's January 5th, election day in one particular U.S. state, but it has ramifications for the whole country, so that's where we start today's show. I'm Carl Azus. U.S. President Donald Trump, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, and U.S. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, they've all been spending time in Georgia. On Tuesday, voters there are deciding who will fill two U.S. Senate seats, and that will determine which political party controls the Senate for the next 2 years. A party needs a simple majority of 51 seats to have control of the 100-member Senate. After the November 3rd presidential election, Republicans were projected to hold 50 seats, Democrats were projected to hold 48. Georgia had two seats to fill on Election Day, but none of the state's candidates won enough votes then to clinch a spot in the U.S. Senate. So Tuesday's runoff there has been preceded by weeks of fierce campaigning, relentless political ads, unceasing robocalls, and barrages of text messages as both political parties have poured millions of dollars into the Peach State trying to influence the outcome of the vote.
The road to socialism does not run through Georgia.
We're living at a moment of crisis.
We win Georgia, we save America.
Elections are a matter of life. And then.
Georgia law requires that any candidate running for state, local, or federal office wins at least 50% of the vote. That didn't happen on Election Day, so now these races are headed for a runoff in January, leaving the makeup of the U.S. Senate hanging in the balance. The rematches will determine who controls the power on Capitol Hill. If Republicans can manage to win one or both of the seats, Republicans will maintain control of the U.S. Senate, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will remain the majority leader. If Democrats, however, can win back both seats, they'll manage to create a tie in the U.S. Senate. That can always be broken by the vice president, handing Democrats control of not just the U.S. House, but also the entire Congress. The two Republican senators running, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, are running against Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, two Democratic underdogs who are hoping to find the same success Biden found in Georgia during the general election. If Loeffler wins, she'll add to the Republican ranks and the record-breaking number of Republican women on Capitol Hill. If Warnock wins, he'll become the first black senator from the state of Georgia. All eyes are on Georgia and January 5th.
Another date coming up on the U.S. political calendar. It's January 6th. That's when Congress is set to count electoral college votes, which American states certified last month. This is normally a ceremonial exercise, but at least 12 Republican senators and 140 House Republicans plan to oppose counting electoral votes for President-elect Biden. What they want to do is hold a 10-day emergency review of votes in some U.S. states. Objections like this have been made before. In 2005, dozens of congressional Democrats challenged Ohio's results in the 2004 election. They said widespread voting problems were to blame, and that's what President Trump and some of his Republican allies say was the problem this time around. But 15 years ago, Congress still moved ahead on certifying President George W. Bush as the winner of the 2004 election, and analysts say that's all but certain to happen this Wednesday for President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump's challenges to the 2020 results have not succeeded in changing the outcome in any state. Certified results from Georgia showed Biden winning there with 11,779 more votes than Trump. In a phone call on Saturday with Georgia's Secretary of State, President Trump said he wanted to, quote, find 11,780 votes, one more than his opponent won by, because President Trump says he actually won the state. But Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the president's data was wrong and that the truth would come out. As far as Georgia's Senate races go, we'll keep you updated on what happens this week. 10-second trivia. Where would you find the most populated city in the world? Japan, Brazil, India, or China? Greater Tokyo, the capital of Japan, has a population of about 38 million people. Friday, July 23rd is the planned kickoff date for the 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympics. They're still being called that even though it's 2021, and the same pandemic that postponed the games in the first place is threatening to cancel them altogether. To be clear, that hasn't happened yet. The show is scheduled to go on this summer in Japan. But there are new strains of coronavirus that have cropped up around the world, and they're causing new headaches in the efforts to fight the disease. It's common for viruses to mutate or change. At least one of the new COVID strains, or variants, is believed to spread faster than the original one, but it's not believed to be more deadly. The survival rate for the new and older strains is estimated to be more than 99%. Health officials don't know yet if the newly approved emergency vaccines work against the new strains. But as they race to find answers and treatments for all variants of coronavirus, concerns about the disease in Japan are bringing some Olympic-sized questions.
It's just 200 days now until the postponed Tokyo Olympics are set to kick off. And that mammoth task of planning the games in the middle of the pandemic is only getting harder. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said that he is considering declaring a state of emergency as the country grapples with soaring COVID-19 cases. The governors of Tokyo and three neighboring prefectures have already urged the prime minister to do so. The country is reporting thousands of new COVID cases a day, bringing the national total to nearly 250,000. The country has also detected several cases of the new potentially more contagious variants of COVID-19, prompting the government to ban entry of foreign travelers through the end of the month. Now, even though this state of emergency wouldn't have any legal enforcement, Japanese officials have been reluctant to take any steps that would harm the economy. Olympic organizers have already said that the games will be simplified, with pared-back opening and closing ceremonies. Officials said that they'll decide in the spring how many foreign fans, if any, can attend. Despite high confidence from the president of the IOC that fans will be able to come, the success of the Olympics really hinges on how fast the world can get vaccinated. In Japan, vaccination is not set to begin until February, far behind some countries. But the stakes are very high this year for the games to go forward as planned. Olympic organizers have said that if the games do not go as planned this summer, the games will simply be canceled, not postponed again. Japan has sunk an unprecedented amount of money into these games. These games were already set to be the most expensive summer games on record. And now, because of the postponement and because of COVID-19 prevention measures, that cost has only increased by billions more to now $15.4 billion. Selena Wang, CNN, Tokyo.
For 10 out of 10, this method of Christmas tree recycling is sure to get your goat. At a farm in Massachusetts, it's like Christmas morning for the animals who love to eat the old trees. It's not just the Nigerian dwarf goats on the property who enjoy the special treat. It's the chickens, too, who apparently pick off the needles for a snack. This all started when the family who owns the farm tried giving their tree to the goats. And after that, well, they didn't need to needle their friends and neighbors to goat them into a recycling program that people weren't chicken to join. It's like a barnyard eat-along that's tough to bleat, and no one thinks it's a bad idea. This is just terrible. Before we go today, want to give a shout-out to our friends in Medford, Massachusetts. All those students watching at Medford High School, you guys are awesome. We picked these schools from the comments of our most recent show at youtube.com/CNN10. I'm Carl Azuz. Have an amazing rest of your day.